Manuscript Releases, Volume 2. Mr. Number 121. Councils on Independent Action. Man's working, as brought out in the texts, is not an independent work he performs without God. His whole dependence is upon the power and grace of the divine worker. Many miss the mark here, and claim that man must work his own individual self, free from divine power. This is not in accordance with the text. Another argues that man is free from all obligation, because God does it all, both the willing and the doing. The text means that the salvation of the human soul requires the will power to be subjective to the divine will power, and it is the very hardest, sternest conflict which comes with the purpose and hour of great resolve and decision of the human to incline the will and way to God's will and God's way. Release requested by Department of Education for use in an article in Journal of True Education. I told the students that if they did not keep themselves to themselves and make the most of their time, serving the Lord with mind, heart, soul, and strength, the school would not benefit them, and those who had paid their expenses would be disappointed. I told them that no frivolity would be tolerated, and that if they were determined to have their own will and their own way, it would be better for them to return to their homes, that they might be under the guardianship of their parents. We did not design to have a few leading spirits demoralizing the other students. Release requested for use in office correspondence and a portion in a review article. Item concerning killing of insects and spraying fruit trees. There are those who say that nothing, not even insects, should be killed. God has not entrusted any such message to his people. It is possible to stretch the command, "Thou shalt not kill," to any limit, but it is not according to sound reasoning to do this. Those who do it have not learned in the school of Christ. This earth has been cursed because of sin, and in these last days vermin of every kind will multiply. These pests must be killed, or they will annoy and torment, and even kill us, and destroy the work of our hands and the fruit of our land. In places there are ants which entirely destroy the woodwork of houses. Should not these be destroyed? Fruit trees must be sprayed, that the insects which would spoil the fruit may be killed. God has given us a part to act, and this part we must act with faithfulness. Then we can leave the rest with the Lord. God has given no man the message, "Kill not ant or flea or moth." Troublesome and harmful insects and reptiles we must guard against and destroy, to preserve ourselves and our possessions from harm. And even if we do our best to exterminate these pests, they will still multiply.